I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist, but I'm going to tell you all the things I know.
About cow juice.
About cow juice. You just stick a calf in a blender, cow juice.
Milky.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and every Wednesday we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to this table, and we discuss it for your enjoyment. If you like that, you can follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Two Guys with Raging Goals, and you can follow us on Twitter at Two Guys Raging. There should be little fucking cool shit flying in here.
Not flying.
Fireballs and shit.
No, no fireballs.
You can also follow us anywhere that podcasts are available
Oddly enough, he made up a word.
You can follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever the fuck the podcast thing is on mine. I don't know if you can get us on Google Play.
No, not yet. But I'm
coming for you, Google.
I text you about it.
You did.
Google Play officially has a podcast.
I wonder if it's as convoluted as fucking iTunes.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, fucks. On iTunes now, we have a picture.
Yeah.
It only took months.
Yeah.
Literal months.
Yeah.
And when I messaged them, they said, oh yeah, sometimes it just takes a while.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, so, this is only going to make sense to some people, not to everyone, but your image has to be 3,000 by 3,000 pixels.
Okay, so there's like specs.
Right.
For what the picture can
And
be.
So I made sure. 3,000 by 3,000. Cool. Awesome. That is the maximum pixel size. Well, then I'm like going through little, like the Apple support community, and there was just like a small comment that was like, I made sure that my image is 3,000 by 3,000 and under 5 kilobytes. And I was like, hold on. I didn't check that one. And then I changed it. And boom. In seconds.
Fucking, like, and I don't want to dog on Apple too much because I hate them, but, like, seriously, get your fucking podcast shit together because it's, like, the number one source for podcasts, and you make it extremely difficult for people to be on. Extremely difficult. So just, like, if you, anyone from Apple, listen to this. The guy who helped us for like five hours.
That awesome
you were gonna
guy.
Watch. Yeah,
the
you were
DJ.
Great.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. You fucking tell him to fix that shit because it's crazy, and he knew it too.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, no, this shit is nuts."
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't work, and then all just miraculously just fucking started working.
Yeah.
It was like Jesus came down out of the fucking sky and was like, "I'm making it a podcast.
We'll help you with your Squarespace."
Oh my god, it's a fucking nightmare. Anyways, you guys, speaking of which, you can now visit us on our website at twoguysraging.com. Right?
Yeah.
Twoguysraging.com?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Good job.
Yeah, every once in a while. All right, you guys, so I feel bad we don't have much of an open this week because Adam and I just spent, like, I don't know, an hour and a half downstairs catching up on all the shit that we normally talk about with you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
We were slightly censored things. But I will say, we got some Starbucks while I was here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
Love Starbucks. Can't wait for Adam to go and fix some of these stores. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's
I'll do that.
That's all
once
I'm
say. Once I'm able to make a mocha.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that.
Fucking piece of shit.
Anyway.
Anyways. So, I'm bringing the topic today.
Yes, sir.
Because I got a lot to say about this. Well, I say I got a lot to say about it, but I feel like it's going to be like a flame that's like getting to the bottom, like a candle.
Yeah.
It's going to flicker real bright for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to be like, and that's all I have to say on that topic.
Really?
It could be.
I feel like we've had smaller topics that have gone on for a lot longer.
Yeah, that's because you're long-winded. You're always talking and talking.
I am the long
talking.
Fuck you, okay? For the first 12 episodes of this fucking podcast, excluding the one where we got drunk and
which,
I talked
which
over everyone.
Which one?
The drunken podcast in your apartment.
Not the drunken one here.
Okay, we've had a plethora of here, first of all.
Okay.
There's one called Tales of a Drunken Podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Filmed at your apartment.
Yes.
That episode was the only episode of the first 12 that I got a word in edgewise. Okay. And I become a lot louder. I found my voice.
That's good.
That's good. It's great. It's wonderful. It's like Ariel. She had her voice was plucked from her, from a sea witch. You're a sea witch. You are Ursula.
I'm Ursula.
All right.
Big fat sea witch.
Now that we've...
Great.
Oh my god. That's
fucking wonderful.
Keep your tentacles away from me.
All right. I'll try to do that. I'm going to probably rip your voice box out later, but like, that'll be symbolic of losing your fucking voice.
Yeah.
Also your life. All right. So, today, the topic that I want to talk about is If Only.
If Only. Okay.
If Only. Which, there's some little poem about.
There is a little poem in the holes. If only the woodpecker cries. Something else. And then they eat sweet onions from the ground, and they eat canned peaches.
Are you giving us the...
No, that's real! No.
Fucking holes now?
Or? Well, yeah, because I forgot the rest of the poem.
Oh, okay. All right. And then they live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Cool. So, if only. What I mean by that, and maybe it is similar to that poem, because I don't know that poem, but what I mean by that is, an example I'll give you is when somebody says, if only I weren't so stressed, I would quit smoking.
Yep.
If only I had the opportunity to do this, if only they would take a chance on me, I could get that job.
Right.
I would nail it.
Right.
Here's my problem.
Okay.
I fuck you and saying, if only.
Yes.
If only the world would bend to your whims, everything would be perfect for you. I'm fucking tired of hearing it.
Yes.
It drives me insane, and I'm going to share a little story, but before I do that, I just want to say, stories that I share about myself, I don't share because, like, I think the world myself, or I think, like, oh, well, I'm such a badass, and this is how it should go. I share them because it's a realistic example. So, like, it's the only example that I have, and it's, to me, it's much more realistic. If I could do it, certainly you can do it. Like, I'm nobody fucking special. So, like, that's why I share my own events when things like this, when I'm passionate about something like this. Some people, when I tell stuff like this, they're like, oh, you think a lot of yourself talking about yourself like that. I'm like, I'm not trying to talk well about myself. What I'm saying is that, like, I'm nobody special, and if I do it, you can do it too.
Yeah.
So, on my little fucking pedestal here.
Yes.
My problem is this. Years ago, I was in a relationship that was not great.
Yes.
I was in a dead-end job that I could not move out of. I couldn't get promoted from that job. I had dropped out of college, and I was probably like 70 pounds overweight, something like that, and like still like functioning as a human being, but like carrying a lot of that on my shoulder, like that, like I wanted to finish school if only I had the time to do it, but I'm working 40 hours a week, sometimes a little more than that,
right?
If only I had the time, I would finish school. And then I was a team leader at Target at the time, and the next position available, you had to have a degree for.
Right.
And I always thought that that was super unfair, and I said, you know, if only they would see the work that I'm doing.
Right.
And if they change the rules to where, like, oh, well, if you put in 10 years, that equals the same amount as a degree. And then you can also try for this job.
Right.
And, you know, just very, very similar, like, in my relationship that I was in at the time, like, and if only she would pull her shit together, like,
right.
then I'd be happy, and the world would be great, and I'd have my degree, and I'd have this, and this, and this, if only all these things would come together.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I realized, like, nobody's coming to fucking change that shit for me if I'm not going to do it myself.
Right.
Like, it's your life, and you gotta live it. It's your fucking ass. Move it if you want to. And, like, I just eventually was like, you know what, I'm tired of talking about this shit, and I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make these changes for myself. I got out of that relationship, super toxic.
Yeah.
Got out of the hate zone.
Yeah.
And got in a much better relationship. And I just made that decision. It wasn't easy, but I fucking did it because that was the right decision. I decided I'm going back to school and work is going to have to figure it out. They will have to figure out. I will still put in 40 hours, but like this is my school schedule. I will work here day and night around that schedule. And I fucking did it and I got my degree. And during all that time, I was like, yeah, maybe it's time to start eating better and maybe going to the gym once in a while and not feeling like death when I walk up the stairs. And so I made those conscious decisions. And so what I'm saying to people is that when you come to me and you say like, well, if only they would take a chance on me, I could really do some stuff. I could really be great. Well, it wasn't fair for me to say like, well, if only Target wouldn't have this stupid rule about degrees.
Right.
I could be an ETL. I could do that job. Well, yeah, but there were people who had already proven that they were willing to do this. They were willing to get a degree to get that job. And so if I was hiring me, all I would think is, you're not willing to get a degree. Like, you aren't willing to put in the work to get this job, but you want this job.
Right.
How the fuck is that fair? So that's my my own personal take on it, and I want to hear what you think too, but like, it's one of those things that like, it, when you say like, what grinds your gears, you know,
yeah.
Or like what gets under your skin, it drives me insane when people fucking like have this entitlement and this like, God, I just wish I could be happier in life, but like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Fucking go be happier.
Yeah.
It's your fucking life.
Yeah. Change what you need to change.
Yeah.
So I think that, I don't know. I think that that's something that you may have naturally had without knowing it. The ability to see the full picture. And what I mean, and we talked about this in Tales of Leaving a Legacy a little bit. So you had a lot to do with my development as a leader.
Again, I denied that then and I deny it now. But...
Right, yeah. Just when I fuck up.
Yeah.
Just when I fuck up, you're like, I don't want my name on that.
When the Watergate tapes come out from it'll clearly mark that.
So shut the fuck up. So I remember there was a point in time when you had to have like a come to Jesus talk with me.
Oh.
And it was like, I wanted to generate a change in the work center that we were in. And I was like, but the issue is like, I haven't been here long enough. And like, maybe if I had a different team, maybe if we were working with different people, I could generate this sort of change.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling me like, here's the deal. I'm going to give you all of the tools to generate this change. I'm going to give you all of the power to generate this change. I'm going to be standing beside you, but you got to fucking do it. I'm not going to do it for you. I can't do it for you. This has to be like learning.
It was the Italian mafia.
So like that changed my whole perspective, because that was when like, you know, I was in kind of a dead end relationship. I was not happy in school. Like, I wanted something new, and I had changed jobs and whatever, and like shit was just still like just passable.
Yeah.
You know, and like you turned that around for me. You told okay, go ahead.
Just put this all in context. This is in the past. I had told Adam, and it's well documented, that you should come with me.
One retail store at a time.
Just for reference.
One retail.
I just want to make sure that that's in there.
Listen, motherfucker.
If I say it enough, eventually it's just true.
Yeah. shut the hell up, okay? That's not true. You're a worthless acquisition.
Me? Steve Jobs. Me? Steve Jobs.
Yeah, just skipping runs.
Yeah.
Of the ladder.
Although he's dead now, so I'm moving up pretty fast on him.
Yeah. You're fucking stupid. So I think that like that's something you needed a spark. You needed to get pushed to the limit where like you needed that to activate within yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And you can you could inspire that in people, but it just took some time for you to inspire yourself to do that.
Yeah, and like I'm, you know, quote unquote hardest worker in the room, right? And so like that's something that I think is a skill of mine. Like I fucking, you know, my dad's dad died when I was 17. I didn't fucking know anybody here. Like,
yeah,
brother's autistic, all this fucking shit, right? That I had to come through, and I had lots of help. Don't get it twisted, but like I had to push myself to fucking be where I'm at now. And like I think the problem is that people get complacent, right? And
right.
The same thing happened with me. Like I was one of the best at the job that I had. I was getting paid okay money.
Yeah.
And like I was in a relationship where like I knew their family, and like it was very easy and convenient, and like didn't need to go to school to continue making the money that I'm making now, and I'd get raises every year, and it was like, okay. And you get comfortable and it becomes easy, but like when you cross that line into like, I'm just not happy, like I'm not fulfilled in life, like it's your own choice to fucking make that shit happen. And like if the average person, if I told them the story of my life, of like I didn't grow up with a lot of money, like grew up in fucking Montana.
Right, I mean, that's sad in general.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, all the shit with my mom, my dad passing away, like, everything. Like, 9 years to finish a fucking 4-year degree, like, all that stuff. Like, if you told the average person that, they'd be like, wow, that's a great story. Like, that's really amazing, like, that you are where you are. And, like, so I think about that from time to time, and I'm like, yeah, no, I feel great about where I am, and I'm certainly not done. But, like, anybody can do it. Like,
yeah, so, in every, like, so there have been, like, a lot of opportunities for me to develop people. But there are a couple of instances that I can recall where you start that, like, you start developing a relationship, and then you learn a little bit more about the person that you want to develop to become a leader or to become an expert in the job that they're in.
Yeah.
And in those instances, I always have a conversation with the person, and I say, you know, okay, so you tell me that you want to do more with the company, or you want to lead a small team, or lead a large team, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
What's your why?
Right. Well, yeah. Hashtag what's your why? But, so, if the answer is I don't know, or because I want to make more money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You've got to not only figure out why you want to do it and make it a good reason and make it about the people or the business, but you also have to like find that one thing that motivates you.
Yeah, it's got to be fulfilling. Like you've got to find what fulfills you, what makes you fucking, like, what the fuck makes you wake up in the morning? Why are you up? What is your why? That's a great question to ask people, because you ask people and, like, 90% of the people say, like, oh, well, I want that paycheck. I want that dollar bump or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but...
Do you want that responsibility?
Yeah.
Do you want all of these things to fall back on you? Do you realize that, like, that's what it takes every single day? And sometimes it's draining, but when you find that why, that motivation, when you find those things, that responsibility, and the fact that it falls back on you doesn't stress you out as much, because you get to turn back around and say, like, but this is why I'm doing it. I'm not just doing it for the paycheck. I'm doing it because I want to better myself. I want to better my team. I want to succeed.
Yeah,
and help others succeed.
And that responsibility becomes something that pushes you. And so, like, and that's for some people, right? Like, I think about with Sarah, when she was a Target, and when her and I started dating, I was like, you know, you could be a team leader, like, easily. Like, she knew her job inside and out. Like, she easily could have been a team leader.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more we talked about it, the more she was like, I don't want to be a Target the rest of my life. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, that makes sense. So, like, in the further along you go in, like, leadership and getting promoted and whatever, like, the more ingrained you're going to be there. So that makes sense. And I was like, so what do you want to do? And she was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, you want to be a team member at Target the rest of your life? Like, and if you do, that's fine, but it doesn't sound like you're very happy. Like, you're,
right.
you're not fulfilled with your job at all. Like, you fucking hate it. You come home super upset every day. Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And she thought about it, and she was like, well, I guess maybe I should go back to school. Like, because I don't want to be a leader. Like, that, taking on that type of responsibility, whatever, like, that's not for her. She doesn't want that.
Yeah, she's a very low-stress person.
Yeah, and, like, and that's fine. Like, she is somebody who has found her why, and, like, she knows what she wants to do, and so she just fucking finished her last class in
yeah.
school. Yeah, super
yeah.
excited.
Yeah.
So she finished her last class. She's in a job right now that she fucking loves, like, and she had to make those changes. Like, she, and like, we just had a very candid conversation. I was like, if you're not fucking happy, change it. Like,
yeah.
Like, then fucking leave Target. Go do whatever it is that is going to make you happy. And, like, people create this, like, self-doubt, right? Of, like, oh, you can't do that. Or, like, not everybody can do these things. And I was listening to a podcast that you and I both listened to. What the fuck is it? Gimlet?
Startup?
Startup.
Yeah.
Listening to Startup. And, Lisa, the
Chow.
Yeah, Lisa Chow. She was talking about.
You're really bad at last names.
I'm terrible at last names. Terrible. Actually, so I knew it was Lisa Chow, but I didn't want to say it because I assumed I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, yeah.
I was like, it's Lisa Chow, and then I'm gonna say it, and you're gonna be like, who the fuck are you talking about? So I just assumed that
yeah.
I was wrong because
yeah.
I always said with
yeah
names.
With last names.
Yeah. So anyways, she's talking about these guys who, I think it was the guys who did Twitch, or it was like the first.
Oh, the guys who sold Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the first episode of that season so far. But it was like, they're interviewing Startup, by the way, sorry. Startup is a podcast that they interview and do stories depending on the season. But they do stories of like entrepreneurs, people who are starting companies. Last season was the dating app.
Dating Ring,
and the season before that was actually them starting Gimlet Media,
yeah.
Which is the conglomerate that does all their podcasts now. And this season's a little bit different. They're doing
yeah,
like,
they're doing
different
like
people.
One
yeah, like
episode
one-offs.
Per business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this was in the opening one where they were discussing that like we're going to talk to a bunch of different people, and so they were talking to. It was like a clip, and they said like. The person they were interviewing, they were like, so you think anybody can do this? Anybody can do a startup? And he was like, yeah, anybody can do this. Anybody can put their mind to it and fucking do it. And he quotes Michael Jordan in saying that anybody can be a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
And then the clip ends and she's back on the microphone talking to you. And she says like, well, as we all know, like that's not necessarily true. And she talked to somebody else, and they said, well, anybody can do it, but not everybody can be successful at doing a startup, which is probably more accurate.
Right.
But
just like everybody can play basketball,
well,
or like be skillful at basketball, but not everybody can be in the NBA.
Well, and so this was my problem with it, though. I was like, I fundamentally disagree with what she's saying right now. I agree with what Michael Jordan said. Like, anybody could be an NBA player if you fucking put in the work. Like, yes, there are people who are born and they are natural, like fucking Michael Phelps, like is naturally a better swimmer than some people just by genetics. Like,
well, and the marijuana.
Well, yeah, no, that dude deserves. I love when that fucking. Okay. Dude, oh, I got so upset when that came out and people were like, "Take away his medals," and I was like, "Oh,
why?
Why? He's fucking handicapping himself and still kicking everyone's ass. Like, why the fuck would you take away his medals?
Yeah.
Give him another."
Yeah.
Like, hey, how many more of these could you have fucking won? Smoking weed in the off season.
Yeah.
Like,
God damn
Christ. But anyway, so like there are naturally gifted athletes like LeBron James, like his size, his vertical, like those are just things like you can't necessarily train. There is skill. But anybody could be in the NBA if all they did was work on that. That's what they did from fucking sun up to sundown. They fucking worked on their shot, their fucking drills, like, that's what they did.
Yeah.
You could fucking do it. And so, like, no, not everybody has the time and stuff for that sort of thing, but if that's what you fucking wanted to do, you could do it. And so, like, that's, I had a problem when she said that. I was like, no, fuck you, bitch. Michael Jordan was right. Like, and you're right. You may not go to the NBA and be Michael Jordan or LeBron James or Kobe Bryant, but you could, like, anybody can do these things if you fucking put your mind to it. Like, the biggest obstacle in most people's way is themselves.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started thinking of going to the gym, and I was like, man, I'm going to school. I'm working 40 hours.
Right.
When am I going to have fucking time for this? And then school kind of, like, started fading off because I was finishing, and I was like, all this fucking time.
Yeah.
And, like, your life opens up when you decide to make those changes, but, like, people let shit get in their way, and I'll never have time for that, so I can't quit.
Yeah.
And that becomes their answer.
Yeah, well, and it's like, it's kind of like you assimilate to, like, the tasks at hand. So, like for instance, in your analogy with school and work and the gym, like, so for the majority of your time, when you and I first met, you were filling all of your time with work. And then at some point, like 2 or 3 years later, you decided that you were going to go back to school. And so you started filling your time with work and school, but you still had the same amount of time.
Yeah.
And then you realized, like, well, then why can't I fit this in as well? Like, you just get used to the amount of time that you have.
Yeah.
And you start filling every moment.
Yeah.
With, like,
yeah,
value-added things, and that's what you got to do. Like, don't sit on the couch and watch the Kardashians all day and waste your fucking time. don't sit around and watch this podcast. You're wasting your fucking time. No, but please do. Please do. No, I mean, I've encountered that quite a bit in...
Don't sit around and watch it if you don't have the time. Go to iTunes, download it, listen to it, and you can multitask.
Ah, there you go. There you go. And that's us, not the Kardashians.
And rate it.
Us. 5 stars or higher.
Kardashians, like, 3 stars.
Yeah, 3 stars, if that. No, but I've encountered situations like that right now. So, as most of you may know, I have started a new job.
What? Where?
I know. Shocking. Starbucks now. But I was in a spot, and I tell people this, and it's really odd. So I'll have conversations with people in my new job, and I'll tell them, you know, they'll say, why did you leave? And I really don't have a great answer. Why did I leave? I don't know. Like, things were going really well. Really well. What?
Nothing.
Things were... What does that mean?
For the audio listeners, I made a look at the camera.
Yeah.
And Adam lost his mind.
So, yeah, I don't know why you're giving them side eye. I don't know. I've got... I had... an awesome team. I was running a process of, like, we had to be high execution, and it was the retail equivalent of a factory job, essentially. You do the same thing over and over again, and, like, I had a team that was great, had the hustle, got it done. I had great results. Everybody had...
First time in fucking history that store has gotten their pogs all set and stuff, too. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Recorded history.
In recorded history, right? I was working on development of a team, like, everything. Why did I leave? Well, I just wasn't feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
I was just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And, like, one of the things that I struggle with is, like, if I'm, like, the master of the thing that I'm doing, or I capture the result that I wanted, then, like, I am fearful of complacency. So,
yeah,
like, I try to drive for something new, something different. And, like, if I can't get that, then I've got to move on. Like, it's not going to be conducive to, like, great results if I'm just complacent in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so, like, you've got to change that. You have to captain your own ship. And, like, that's what I decided to do. So, like, I had heard great things about Starbucks, and I was like, well...
See what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
there.
Why not? And, like, give other people an opportunity to better themselves and do more things and change the things that they want to change. Like, it all struck me all at once, and, like, I just made the decision, and I did it. And, like, there are times in my new job where, like, I question myself.
Yeah.
And, like, I never did that. And, like, yes, it's uncomfortable. And, yes, like, I loved knowing, I loved being a master in my old position, but like now I'm not, and like I'm learning new things, and I'm meeting new people, and I'm doing things a little bit differently, and like it could be so easy for me to be like, what am I doing? But I can't give myself that opportunity to shit on myself or shit on the decisions I've made, because like I pushed myself to get to a new place, and here I am.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think like I think that's the biggest thing, is that people, your biggest enemy is your own fucking mind. Like people decide, like, and there's time management shit and all that in there too. Like okay, well, if I decide that I'm spending all day sitting on the couch watching TV, then yeah, you don't have time to go to the gym or do this or that or whatever the fuck it is that's your why. But like people create these things in their mind that are like, well, that's way too scary to go do. I could never be successful doing that.
Yeah.
I could never find the time to do this. I could never do this. Like, you gotta fucking stop with that shit. Like, you gotta, like, you decide if you want to be successful at this or not. Like, I forget what the saying is. Like, 90% of success is just fucking showing up.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you make the time, if you decide, I'm gonna fucking just go after this, like, you'll find that you can do it. And, like, I think about that, like, the times I've been promoted at Target, like, because, like, you start doing a role, and then you start doing the role above you, right? So, like, as a team leader, I started doing other things outside of my work center.
Right.
Because I wanted to be a senior team leader, and so, like, I started doing that, and, like, when you're doing that other, when you're taking on these other responsibilities, if you want to continue to grow, none of it falls on you, right? And so, like, every time I get promoted, so I get promoted to senior team leader, and it's like, well, you've kind of been doing this job, but now it's on me. And it was scary. And it's like, fuck it. And same thing, when I went from senior to ETL, it was like, well, you were kind of help, like, basically, like, I was, you know, Krista's, like, right-hand person, like, I'd help her run the sales floor, but, like, ultimately, it fell on her.
Right.
And now, like, oh, I'm an ETL, and it's all on me, and, like, I got my own team, and it was fucking intimidating. And it's like, wow, this is going to be scary. And it's an easy moment to say, like, this is too much for me. You're going to come up against something that's going to be a lot bigger than you, and you got to decide that you can fucking do it. And like,
yeah. You got to push yourself to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, like, it would be so easy to, like, for me, I've never been in the food service industry in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Ever.
Ever. Yeah, I worked at Subway for a little bit. I'm basically an expert.
Shut up. Ever in my life. And so, like, I... Do you say sandwich artist?
I was a sandwich artist. BMT.
Okay. All right, you're done. you gotta push yourself to be uncomfortable, because that's how you grow, and that's how you find that time for those extra things and develop yourself. And, like... the other conversation that I have, like, with people that I'm trying to develop, like, so we jump the hurdle of what's your why, right? And then what motivates you? And then now, like, the last thing that we attack is, oh no, did I lose my train of thought?
I don't know, I'm not in your mind.
Train of thought. Locomotive.
Are you talking about trains?
Transportation. Transcontinental Railroad.
He's a fucking moron now. So when you're interviewing somebody, you ask them about, you know, what's their why, like, what are they working on, and then, you know, like, and that leads to the motivation piece, like, but you have to push yourself, you were saying you had to push yourself to be uncomfortable, and, like, and something with food service, and then we talked about sandwich shops or being a sandwich artist.
Oh, God damn it! It's because you threw in that Subway thing.
Well, Adam, I just thought the fine folks at home should know that I am an experienced worker in
food. Oh, God damn it! Okay, you
had a poignant point.
I did.
You could see he was building to it.
I really did. I really did.
That's all right.
For
the audio listeners, Adam's sad now.
But there are multiple times when you could turn and run, but like you gotta push yourself not to do that. And like the other piece of that is like you have to take on more and not be afraid to fail.
Yeah, yeah.
Failing is the one thing, like, I could say, I've never touched an espresso machine, and I've never made an espresso beverage before. And be like, well, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But there are times when, like, I find the opportunity to learn those things, and I've just got to take it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's, so, like, I think to wrap it up, like, you can't let fear push you, or keep you in a safe spot when you're not happy. Like, and I don't want this to come across as, like, super preachy. Like, if you're happy doing what the fuck you're doing, fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what the point is, like, for those people out there who are constantly saying, like, oh, well, this is just all there is to life. This is all that I got because this is all that I can do. Fuck you. You can do whatever you want, and it's because you're afraid. It's because you don't manage your time. It's because you don't push yourself or take a leap that you're unhappy. And if you just would realize that, like, you steer your own ship, you are in control of your own life, and you make these fucking choices. It doesn't matter if you're married, if you've got kids, like, you make these choices. And so maybe you collectively make those choices, like Sarah and I did when we talked about her going back to school. But, like, if you someone should be there who's supporting you. You've made these decisions with this person for how long? Like, there are ways to make yourself happy and to be successful and to enjoy life if you're not happy. And, like, the worst fucking thing that you can do is say, if only this would happen, I'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah, if only I was given all of the perfect circumstances,
yes,
the perfect storm,
then life would fall together for me,
yeah,
and it would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals, and we will catch you on the next one, guys. Thanks.